Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Trump has returned from the G7 to be able to sit in the Situation Room. To prepare for what is coming. Second aircraft carrier has been dispatched. And that's where we are this morning. Here we go.
Told them to do the deal. They should have done the deal. Their cities have been blood. Their bases have lost a lot of people. They should have done the deal. I told them, do the deal. So I don't know. I'm not too much in the mood to negotiate.
President Trump speaking to reporters just moments ago. This says Israel has ordered all civilians to evacuate Tehran. President Trump also telling everyone to leave the city immediately. And right now, the White House is reportedly working on setting up a meeting with U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and his Iranian counterpart.
Okay, so last night, cryptic message from Trump. Evacuate Tehran now. Iran should have signed the deal. I told them to sign. What a shame. What a waste of human life. Simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I said it over and over again. Trump wrote on Truth Social, everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. That was followed up at about 1:15 a.m. this morning with another Truth Social post from Donald Trump. Publicity-seeking president of France, Emmanuel Macron, mistakenly said, I left the G7 summit in Canada to go back to D.C. to work on a ceasefire between Israel and Iran. Wrong. He has no idea why I am now on my way to Washington, but it certainly has nothing to do with a ceasefire. Much bigger than that, whether purposely or not, Emmanuel always gets it wrong. Stay tuned. Okay. Meanwhile, Democrats are moving to save their ally, Iran. We live in this bizarre situation in America now where we have, between the two parties, two separate Americas, one Republican, one Democrat, each with its own allies and enemies. And when Democrats are in office, they are allied with Iran, and Iran tries to kill GOP candidates. That's where we are. And Democrats turn their head and roll out the red carpet for the president of Iran and put no sanctions on. Let me remind you of where we are. This is Trump. Last fall.
And I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement. They won't make that statement.
And that is because the Democrats built Iran brick by brick, pallet of cash by pallet of cash. They are allied and Iran gets it. And that is why, though, even though Biden was president, the Ayatollah Khomeini, who I hope is dead by noon, the Ayatollah Khomeini personally, during the Biden administration, tweeted on his Twitter account a fatwa, a death sentence for Trump, calling all followers to kill him. And everyone around him, not Biden. He's never threatened to kill Biden. Weird, right? Threaten to kill anyone around Biden? No, they're allies. Do you want to live in a country where the GOP president candidate has to campaign from a bunker because Iran is trying to kill him and the Democrats are wink, wink, nod, nod. They think it's cute because that's the country I lived in this fall. Trump knows it. You just heard it from him. When you threaten personally as the Ayatollah to take out a person and then you send not one, not two, but three people to do it, that is an act of war. And I get it. You, people think, oh, this is Iraq. No, this is not Iraq. Not even close. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is advancing quickly, and I just lost the text I was going to read. Here we go. Preach, Tara. I think Grandpa Paul, like Rand Paul, and Thomas Massey. Oh, sorry. Keeps advancing. Are nothing but bloviators, and God only knows what is messed up in Tucker Carlson's mind. Maybe the only difference between... you and me is I don't know which side I'm on, but I am on the side of logic and fact, as I think you are. Keep punching. Texter writes, Tara, too many people hear war and think Afghanistan, but this would be more like the Gulf War 1990. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm with Tucker and Massey. I think it's great for Israel to take out Iran. The U.S. shouldn't get involved. You are leaning toward the neocon side of the party. No, I am not on the neocon side of the party. At some point, you have to say, you cannot kill the president. You cannot hit our ships 319 times. You don't get to partner with China to target our ships on which our military, our naval officers are sailing. You don't get to kill any more naval SEALs. They killed two in the Red Sea. No more. We had nothing like that going into Iran. And folks, the mistake that, let me differentiate this and delineate this for you, okay? The mistake that we made with Iraq when the Bush regime lied to us about weapons of mass destruction, which they did, was that we went nation building with troops on the ground. We didn't even have drones then. We went nation building with guys with guns. That was just stupid. When we went into Afghanistan, we should have sent a kill crew, a light footprint kill crew, and taking out bin Laden and maybe some of the top Taliban who sheltered him. We didn't need to nation build. We didn't need to spend $7 trillion between those two wars. Why do we do that? Because the fundamentally corrupt Bush regime wanted to hook up their friends. It's that simple. That's not Trump, okay? It's not. Trump's not going to nation build in Iran. We're not sending troops on the ground. We don't even have to because of the tech we have. We don't have to, but we have to do something about this enemy. We can't say, well, we're just going to opt out until they kill the next Republican candidate. Then we'll go, too late. They're already nuclear armed. Too late. Got to be now or never. Texter writes, you need to start playing You Dropped a Bomb on Me going into breaks. We'll see if that's in our audio archive. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Ha! Tara, Trump tells the Ayatollah to go fatwa himself. Yes. That is essentially what Trump is saying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Democrats and some Republicans desperately trying to save their ally, Iran. And look, I get it. I mean, they've spent so much money propping up Iran, starting with the pallets of cash, to work up to the day when they would be marching the streets. Folks, pull back for a minute, okay? Because we didn't have a situation with Iraq. We didn't have a situation with Afghanistan. I'll never forget, after 9/11, the Democrats screaming at George W. Bush, demanding, why, it's been weeks, why haven't we taken any kind of, why haven't we hit anybody? Where's the response? Hit them! Why? Because they were still American. They still had American interests. Understand what will happen. Will, because we've already seen it this fall. If we do not eliminate the nukes with bunker busters and kill Khomeini and anyone who even thinks about being the next Khomeini, anyone who even sneezes in that direction, if we do not do those two things, Israel knows this too. They're not going to say it, but Israel knows this too. The second the Democrats get power again, the games will resume. And they'll wink, wink, nod, nod as Iran tries to kill whatever future Republican presidential candidate there is. Maybe this time the future candidate won't turn their head at the last minute. We've got three of their assassins right now in federal custody. Three. Don't tell me that's why it's just Israeli propaganda. No, I just played Trump saying it. He knows. Netanyahu knows. Cash Patel and Dan Bongino may not be telling you the truth about it right now. I think probably because they haven't taken over the FBI fully yet and can't get the documents, which I told you would take months, if not years. They're going to have to fire a lot of people before they can start getting documents given to them. They don't have to run around in circles trying to find secret rooms like they do with the Russian documents. But put that aside. We're going to live in a world where the Houthis hit us, the Chinese do the targeting, which is what happened in April. The Chinese do the targeting, acquire the satellite targets, feed them to the Houthis, and they launch another 319 attacks on us. Democrats will fund the whole thing, $300 billion. And when election season comes, Iran, the borders will be open, and Iran will be free to try to kill the next GOP presidential candidate. That is the world you live in. There is no comparison between that and Afghanistan or Iraq. Two completely different animals. Look, there was a time we didn't live this way, and Lindsey Graham was trying to find any crazy reason to hit Iran. I wasn't for it back then. I can remember him saying, a decade ago when I started on the station, well, Iran could maybe put a bomb in a shipping container, so let's go ahead and bomb them. I was like, what? Today, it's totally different. Totally different. And that is because the Democrat Party in Iran have merged and are so comfortable that while Iran is trying to kill President Trump, Democrats are marching in the street. Never forget this. I can't play this clip enough. Marching in the streets, funded by Iran. Again, not me. This is Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, talking about it.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
You know what's so jaw-dropping about that? I lost it at the time. That's illegal. They're a state sponsor of terror. They have the same designation as Al-Qaeda. I mean, okay. Ooh. Of course, that's why when Iran tries to kill Trump, they do nothing. And then, folks, all of that, okay? And then that's why Khomeini needs to die. He needs to be dead. He should have been dead after the fatwa. When he threatened to kill Trump and not Biden while Biden was in office, that tells you everything you need to know. Democrat Party is merging with our enemies. That has been the theme of the show for the last week. Who? China? Who is folks, when China feels comfortable enough to partner with Iran and the Houthis to hit our ships in the Red Sea, both our naval vessels and our container ships, we got to stop this. Israel has to stop this. We have a limited amount of time. One, because we don't want them to have nuclear fissile material. But the other reason to hit us with now, because they're gonna. But the other reason is Democrats will come back in power and another $300 billion will flow Iran's way. And this time, they're going to manage to kill a candidate. Were they going to start killing senators? I don't know why they wouldn't. Democrats will let them, as long as they're Republicans. Turn their head. Put out a strongly worded statement like Joe Biden did. That's it. No sanctions. This is it. Texture writes, today is not different, not our war. Yeah, it is our war. Yeah, it is our war. You don't get to kill us on our own soil. You don't get to do that. You don't get to hit our ships. Texture writes, Tara, one other thing. If you look at my news aggregator on Substack, you'll realize America only has 7 days of armaments left with which to fight China in a war on Taiwan. That's not speculation. That's the world we live in right now. We'll see. We'll see if that's true. Because this merger between the Democrat Party, China, and Iran is the scariest damn thing I've ever seen. And this is how we stop it. And another texter earlier, now I can't find the texting. Why are we even still buying stuff from China? Good question. Every one of their students should be barred from our country. Unfortunately, China controls the world's rare earth minerals. And so Trump was forced in that deal. China said, okay, not going to give all your auto manufacturers the rare earths they need. I'm going to give three of them the rare earths they need, but only for 6 months. And Trump had to agree to let their spies come into the country, 500,000 of them on the visas. That's how much power China has. Trump has 3 years to break the back of that. It's going to be really, really hard. And you start by neutering their key ally, Iran. No more hitting U.S. naval ships. No more U.S. Brigadier Generals warning they're going to sink a ship. Yeah, they are.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.